Wide awake at night, hearing the singing of whales rising up from the deep sea and vibrating through the ship. All of us whispering, praying, thinking. And what are we thinking of? Of physical safety, of peace of mind, of all these imaginary countries that are now being served in the foyer. I stowed away in a great steel boat, but the horror stowed away inside me. When I left my homeland, I thought I had escaped, but out on the open sea, I started to have nightmares. I was naive to suppose I had left my country with nothing. It was a heavy cargo that I carried. They unloaded my cargo in a port on the estuary of the Thames River. I did not walk across the gangplank. I was carried off the ship by your immigration officials, and they put me into detention. It was no joke inside the detention center. What will I say about this? Your system is cruel, but many of you were kind to me. You sent charity boxes. You dressed my horror in boots and a colorful shirt. You sent it something to paint its nails with. You posted it books and newspapers. Now the horror can speak the Queen's English. This is how we can speak now of sanctuary and refuge. This is how I can tell you, soon, soon, as we say in my country, a little about the things I was running from. There are things the men can do to you in this life, I promise you. It would be much better to kill yourself first. Once you have this knowledge, your eyes are always flickering from this place to that, watching for the moment when the men will come. In the immigration detention center, they told us we must be disciplined to overcome our fears. This is the discipline I learned. Whenever I go into a new place, I work out how I would kill myself there. In case the men come suddenly, to make sure I am ready. The first time I went into Sarah's bathroom, I was thinking, yes, little bee, in here you would break the mirror of that medicine cabinet and cut your wrists with the splinters. When Sarah took me for a ride in her car, I was thinking, here, little bee, you would roll down the window and unbuckle your seatbelt and tip yourself out of the window. No fuss. In front of the very next lorry that comes the other way. And when Sarah took me for a day in Richmond Park, she was looking at the scenery, but I was looking for a hollow in the ground where I could hide and lie very still until all that she would find of me was a small white skull that the foxes and the rabbits would fuss over with their soft, wet noses.